Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for, this is July the 10th, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT or UTC, whatever you like to call it. On Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, formerly BE7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Yeah. So I'm looking at the dashboard, and every call sign I see on there is someone who has been here before. So I think I could probably have skipped a lot of that boilerplate stuff. You know, we usually have a topic of the week, and today, I just got done with a lot of yard work, and I am beat, and I could not come up with a topic. So this is going to be another open mic topic. Anything that's on your mind is fair game. So let's see, where are we here? Let me reset the timer. Okay, so I'm going to run down the list of call signs. I see KC3LYZ, PY2BIL, N6TW, KD9NDJ, AD0QM, and N4RNW. So all you guys are on the list already. Uh-oh, somebody just disappeared here. Maybe he'll be back. I don't see any, like, the HAM conference or any other conferences linked with us, so it's just us. All right, looks like it was Ken who dropped out and came back. All right. So, we don't need to wait for check-ins from HAM or any other conference there, but just in case, I will stop and pause right now very quickly. Is there anyone who did not hear their call sign, but they're wanting to be a check-in? Right, didn't think so. So, let's see. First on my list, then, is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Not much special this week. I just got back from a nice trip to Wilmington where I went to the ham radio outlet, got a one of those AOR scanners that unfortunately is back ordered, so I'm waiting to get that shit, but a nice portable one. You're supposed to be able to get DMR and fusion and other modes out there. So I'm getting ready to go away for a little bit on vacation after next Saturday, so it'll be good. Back to that.
Oh, okay. A couple of things occurred to me there. You say Wilmington, and I think in your neck of the woods, there's one in, like, Delaware, I think, and then another one in North Carolina. And also, I remember AOR back in the day. They used to be pretty big on scanners, but I haven't heard much from them lately. So are they still a going concern coming out with some good products? So two questions for you there.
Oh, yeah, they're still pretty active. One thing I like about their scanners is they do carry all the ham digital modes. So I have the bigger one, the AOR, I think it was the DV1, but I've got the smaller portable. And Wilmington would be Delaware, because I'm right here, Philly, but I think it's actually Newcastle, Delaware.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Let's see, next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil, with SDF username G. Cremery. So, yeah, open mic tonight, so yeah, I was actually doing some cleaning up here in the shack, doing some needed upgrades of firmware all over the place. I did an upgrade of my Zoom spot, firmware on it, the latest and greatest. I changed my Pi Star dashboard to the W0 Charlie Hotel Papa Pi Star Dash version, which is quite nice. So in case somebody wants to try that out, I recommend it. And I configured back my D-Star radio so that it works with repeaters in the area and my hotspot. Let's reset. Okay, I'm back. So I did that. Had to deal with cables to connect the radios for programming purposes, and with all these drivers that don't run in Windows 11. So yeah, and having to deal with that too. But looks nice. These are radios up and running through the hotspots or through the repeater. The handheld D-Star, same thing. And DMR radio also working through the hotspot now, the little base station that I have here. And I even programmed the SDF Amateur Radio Club talk group 31650, but it's not working tonight. So I connected a few times there, or tried to connect, but it's not coming through. So I guess the Matt's link is not working. So that's a little bit what I've been doing in the last 2 weeks. So a lot of works, but I did some radio and contacts and talked to my friends. So that's what matters, right? So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
Yes, I think you're right. So talking to your friends, that's what matters. Making contact, getting on the air. Thank you, Guillermo. And I don't know what's up with 31650. I think that's completely separate from Matthew's gateway. So if that has gone away, I think it's because the DMR powers that be might have decided to turn it off or reallocate it or something. I don't know. I'm not really into DMR, so I don't know the details there. But anyway, I'm just thinking that's a separate issue from the NB0X-L gateway that has not been working properly. Anyway, I'm open to education on what might be the issue there. So anyway, moving along here. Next on my list is N6TW.
This is N6TW, Noah in Livermore, SDF name NPE. So this week I've been setting up my QRP rigs and just playing around with little tripods and compromise antennas and stuff like that. The one thing that I did want to go back and ask Annette about was how people add a repeater to the conference. We have an Echolink repeater here, but I don't see any way of basically connecting it to Echolink and then dialing it via the repeater. So I'd be curious if people know how to do that. N6TW, over.
Well, there's considerable latitude for repeater owners in the mechanism that they use to connect their repeater to Echolink. So there is no one-size-fits-all recipe. I can tell you how we do it on our repeater here where I live. We have a computer at the repeater site, and the repeater controller has a port on it that the computer talks to, and there are also some signal lines between the computer and the repeater for like push-to-talk and carrier-detect. I'm not totally up on all the details of that, but the way ours works is you key up your radio and you do some touch tones, and we do not have a prefix. You just start typing like a six-digit node number, with touchstones, and that usually works. Now, there are some problems because our repeater controller has some functions that are also triggered by numeric touchstones. So if you're trying to connect to an Echolink node, and you need to send a touch tone digit that is a built-in command to the repeater controller, it will kind of get eaten. So that doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough that I've been thinking that we probably should institute a prefix, which means that before you key a node number, you probably should key in some sequence of touch tones that would be kind of a message to the repeater controller saying what follows is going to be an Echolink node number. For example, it could be A, B, C, or D, which are not the numeric touch tones. They're kind of command touch tones. But anyway, you really have to ask the people who are familiar with your local repeater what the mechanism is for connecting to an Echolink node or conference. Once you know what that technique is, all you need to know is that this conference is 9229. So let me pass it back to you, Noah, if you have anything to ask or add.
N6TW? No, that's actually exactly what I wanted to know, because I wanted to know what mechanisms people are using to connect the repeaters to the conference. And so I'll go back to our repeater owners and ask them if they have any mechanisms for that. N6TW, over.
Right, and you know, it, like I said, there's a lot of latitude given to the repeater owner. Some repeaters, they simply do not allow radio users to establish an Echolink connection. They may allow incoming connections from outside, you know, that area, but they don't allow the locals to initiate a connection, which I don't understand. That's kind of spoiling the whole benefit of having an Echolink repeater. But anyway, talk to the local repeater owners, or if it's a club, you know, there's maybe an officer of the club who knows, or whatever. So anyway, good luck with that. All right, let's see, who's next on my list here? KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net tonight. I'm Ken. My TTH is Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I'm looking at com now and kind of sleepy. Anyway, I have finally, after a month and a half of daily effort, succeeded in getting an HT onto an All-Star node. And so I was doing the victory dance for a while. But then, kind of like Guillermo, I was fooling around in the shack taking care of mundane business, I presumed. One of the problems I have is that I have a wife who is also a ham, and I'm sort of her tech person, and I was working on straightening out some features on her ICOM. It's actually mine, but hey. It's all in the family. Anyway, I totally boogered that up, so I'm in the penalty box again. But hey, I succeeded with All-Star. I want my points. This is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Ah, okay. Well, one out of two. That's not a total failure, so I'll give you some credit for that. Congratulate yourself. You deserve it. All right. Well, thank you, Ken, and good luck, you know, fixing things up with Dell there. Anyway, next on my list is AD0QM.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeff, AD0QM. My SDF handle is JECXJO. Not a whole lot going on radio-wise over here. I think this is the first time I've been on the radio in about 2 or 3 weeks, since probably before the 4th of July. Not a whole lot going on. Trying to just relax this weekend because we had all sorts of festivities last week. So I'm glad to hear people are looking at the All-Star nodes because that's what I'm coming through, and they work out pretty nice. And if anybody has any questions or anything, shoot me a line. Otherwise, have a great evening, everyone. This is AB0QM, back to you, net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And just to confirm here, you're coming through your own All-Star node and going to Echo Link. You're not using the NB0X gateway, am I correct?
Sorry about that. Mine keyed up to do my call sign. Yep, I'm going through my own All-Star node. I got it just sitting downstairs on the shelf right next to my digital mode repeater as well.
Okay, fine business. All right. Last on my list is M6RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else on the net. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Nothing really to contribute. For those of you who like computer stores and electronics, there is a chain across the U.S. called Micro Center that I might have mentioned before, and we're going to be taking a vacation in a couple weeks, and we'll be able to hit the Cincinnati one, and there's a new one that's opened up in Indianapolis, so... maybe not this trip, but we're going to hit that one, too. And I used to hit all these when I would travel for work. So it's a pretty neat store. If you ever get a chance to go in, you can get all things electronics and computers and iPads and stuff like that. So otherwise, it's hot as blazes down here, and the rain has not kicked in yet for the season, so that makes it more hot. All right, everybody have a good day, good week, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold, and thank you for especially for that information about Micro Center. Now, we have one here in Illinois, in Downers Grove, up in the Chicago area, and it was just right around the corner, literally, from the Fry's Electronics that was in Downers Grove, and I always made an effort, if I was ever in the Chicago area, to try to hit both of those stores while I was in town. Well, now Fry's, of course, is history. But I still check out Micro Center when I go up there. And knowing or learning that there's going to be one in Indianapolis, that's also interesting because occasionally, where I live, I'm in downstate Illinois. And if you picture the map of central United States, and you think Chicago, Indianapolis, and St. Louis, I'm kind of right in the middle of that triangle. All of those three cities are about 120 miles away from me. So all of the good places, things like Micro Center, Fry's Electronics, Trader Joe's, several other big stores like that are rather like... We just finally got a Costco, so that's one that we can, you know, check off of the list here. Anyway, I will be interested in seeing where the Micro Center is located in Indianapolis, so maybe the next time I make a trip that way to hit up Trader Joe's, I can hit Micro Center at the same time. Anyway, all right, I'm babbling. Let me see if there are any new call signs on the dashboard here. Nope, no new call signs. So now it's time for recheck. So if you want to come back with an additional comment, please call now.
KD9NDJ here. I'll blather on a little more.
Blather away, Ken.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I agree with the idea that using radio is about communicating with people. And... that's kind of the beauty part of my All-Star experiment. It was kind of nice to hook up with a great net that's on All-Star out in Seattle, Washington. It was very nicely run. Every day it's on, I guess. I'm not sure about the time. It's midday. I tried it once using this repeater phone that I'm using right now, and then I came back the next day after I'd gotten my HT working, and the audio was great from them, both on the
iPhone and on the HT. And it's a great group of people, so it's really well worth it to get involved with All-Star and communicating around. I log my contacts when I do FT8 and other dry digital modes, but I don't log any voice contacts. Just saying. KD9NDJ.
I'm curious what net you discovered there in the Seattle area. Is it one of the Puget Sound Repeater Club net?
Well, that's a good question. All-Star organization is done by Bubbles. If you go to All-Star link, the website, and then look at what the activity is, you can do that with Brandmeister and the other or on DMR also. But I was looking for nodes that had a lot of people hooked up to them, and so this all I know is the location and the basic number, which of course I don't really know because I'm not writing this stuff down. So I don't know how to answer your question. It's an interesting feature that you can go look at the bubble, as they call it. KD9NDJ.
Well, using All-Star, is there a call sign that is associated with the node that you're connecting to? The call sign for the Puget Sound Repeater Group is WW7PSR.
That's pretty close, actually. That's very familiar sounding. I'm looking it up now. I'm going to take a look and see if I can get a definitive answer for you. But I've got to go to the All-Star website to check it out. So stay tuned. 89NDJ.
Okay. A couple of years ago, SMJ was encouraging people to check into the PSR net. They have two nets every day, one at 9 o'clock in the morning and at 9 o'clock in the evening Pacific time, which I think 9 o'clock in the evening was like 11 p.m. here in Central Time Zone. And it's a fairly active net. I mean, I think they would get close to 100 check-ins for each net, and I was checking in there fairly regularly for a while there, but I haven't been back in a while, and I don't know if SMJ has been checking in either. So anyway, when you said a big net in Seattle, I thought that might have been what you were talking about. So I'll pass it back to you real quick, and if you don't have anything to add, I'll open it up to other reach-ins.
Well, I can add that the website is allstarlink.org, and the feature is the live nodes feature, and the live nodes feature tells you every node that's actually keyed up, live keyed nodes, and it changes constantly because when people key up, and your browser refreshes, which it does periodically, you see all the nodes. Right now, the hottest node is 46913, and that's in Chattanooga. And probably the runner-up is 43768. And all of these nodes, of course, have call signs. So in the latter case, it's W9EJH. Oh, that's Bloomer, Wisconsin. Anyway, it's constantly changing. So it's a matter of finding one that's stable and one that has a lot of nodes connected to it in a sort of bubble. The bubble description is pretty good. Anyway, that's what I wanted to add. And back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Let's see, does anyone else have something to add? Okay, well, we're coming up on pretty close to the half-hour mark here, which is a pretty good average for the net duration. So I think this is time for a final call before we wrap up the net. So if you have anything else to say, please call now. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0030 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, you can try 31650 on VMR. Don't know if it'll work, but there's some of us over here in the Anon Radio Room and COM on SDF. Come over here. So, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ, saying 73, everybody.